really appreciate Patrice O'Neill joining us. He's on with Jason Burmes, I think tomorrow night or is it the next night? Yeah, tomorrow night. The Info Warrior from 9 to midnight will be on for an hour then. And to hear more from him. And this is his awakening. He's got the courage. Guts is enough. Smart guy. He's looking at this, and he's asking the same question I'm asking. How do you reach out to these white yuppies or black folks, whoever? Because they're going to think you're saying, no, I want McCain. No, we're saying it's like a used car salesman trying to sell you two lemons. And one of them's got a better paint job. And all we're saying is you don't want to buy any car off this lot. You want to get to the real issues. And black folks, I've always found, have been the biggest hardcore fans of this radio show because they've been screwed a lot. They know about the man. They know about corruption. And now a lot of black fans I have are saying, yeah, Alex, we know you're right, and he is lying about stuff, but still, he's not bad, Alex. He's not bad. Fine. Obama, let's just say, is a wonderful guy, which he's not. He's very evil. I'll tell you right now, I've studied him. Very slick, very wicked, and he's betraying people. But how do we then reach out? But finish up the point, because I think what I got from you earlier is you're saying you're just going to plant seeds with people and get them to start thinking so as they get betrayed more and more, they wake up. Say that in your own words and finish up what you were saying about black folks understanding betrayal.
Yeah, but that's the thing. It's like right now, can you imagine all this time where you feel like you're in some kind of fight and you've never had a representative for your fight? Now you have one. It was easy to say that the government was this and that when it wasn't your own anyway. We've never felt a part of it. Now, for some way, and you got to understand, you got to be understanding of the fact that if you don't know politics and you don't know things like that, you may think that now it's the black president, now it's on. There's some white people who think that too. But ultimately, black people, the toughest thing in terms of being a black person is to actually have a different opinion than the predominant black community. And to stand and say something even slightly, like on stage I say, he's black, but he ain't Compton black. He ain't black. He ain't a dude from Chicago that he represents. He's an African. Matter of fact, Africans take him in more than black people. A lot of black people don't know that. And the thing is how do you, is like, because I'm a comic, I get to introduce people to that in a way where they don't have to listen to it. They don't have to. They can laugh at it. So you can do two things with what I do. You can laugh at it because I said it funny, or you can go, that's interesting. Let me go check that out. And
right,
that's what I'm trying to do. And it's very difficult for someone black is to stand up and go, even to say Al Sharpton is you're not saying Al Sharpton and you're black is because he represents black in a place that people feel is against black people. But what I say is that with all it, one thing, and let me finish that, and I know I'm kind of going place, but one thing I notice about people who get killed in this world, nobody who ever creates confusion and keeps people angry at each other and keeps people, when Malcolm X kept people separate, he lived a very happy life. When he saw that bringing people together and bringing everyone into some type of knowledge, he was killed. Gandhi the same way. Martin Luther King the same way. Jesus the same way. It seems like when you are a person who pushes confusion and pushes anger and makes people separate and makes people think that it's a system that's against black and against, it's a system that's against the masses. The masses are to stay confused. And if you're ever to bring light to the masses, that's when your life's in danger. You know, when people who are at the bottom start to go, wait a minute, hold on, let's find out where the door is of the person at the top. What's this Bilderberg group? What's this Illuminati? Once that starts to be real, then I think this will be a bigger movement than it is. Because, again, Alex, where I'm sitting, I'm in the middle. I'm intelligent, but I'm not informed with all of this.
But you're getting informed. You know what, Patrice? We've got other guests coming on. I know you're busy. I don't want to keep you much longer. A quick 3-minute break. I want Jason Burmes, you're on with tomorrow night for an hour, to be able to say hi to you and also plug some of your websites and tell folks where you appear on television, and then we'll say bye to you. Amazing interview with you. If you can do it, you'll be gone in 5 minutes. Stay there.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At hempusa.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real social security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credits, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens, and if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-605-4229 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-605-4229. That's 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Brian Gerrish, former naval officer and anti-submarine warfare expert. He's quoted in an article on the group in England, similar to what Obama's set up. It's like a Stasi force. And you'll notice they say they're recruiting 60,000 people to spy on their neighbors, to look in their trash bins. I have articles on that. Everybody's a terrorist, which creates the illusion that these fake terrorists really exist. And it's a Stasi society. They want us, just what our guest was just saying, fighting with each other instead of realizing the man behind the curtain. It's so simple, but it's hard for folks to get. That there is a shadow government. It kills any presidents it wants. The top of the shadow government are the people Obama brought in, even worse than Bush. So we immediately knew he was bad. We knew he'd lie about everything he said he was going to do. He's now done that. But in England, they've set this up. And if you look, the people in the anti-terror spy force are also this common purpose group that's in all the key positions. That's coming up in about 2 or 3 minutes. But I just wanted to say bye to Patrice O'Neill. He's on the show for an hour tomorrow. What hour, Jason Burmes?
I think it's in the first hour, Alex.
Okay, great. So in the first hour, 9 o'clock Central, tomorrow he's going to be on. Just Google Patrice O'Neill or go to his MySpace, Patrice O'Neill MySpace. It'll pop up. You can see he's coming to Texas, but we're on everywhere. But we might go see him when he's coming to a nearby area of Austin. This is just very, very exciting. But Jason, you want to say hi to Patrice O'Neill?
Yeah, you know, I just want to thank him for going on a show like Opie and Anthony, which does reach out to an audience that we don't necessarily reach.
Yeah, millions of people.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, a lot of my friends are huge fans. You know, Patrice used to be on Tough Crowd with Colin Quinn all the time. He's on, you know, Best Week Ever all the time. He hosts these little YouTube shows. So he's a face out there that is going to reach an audience that is kind of at that dumbed-down iPhone level.
He goes on CNN, Fox, everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So we need more people like this to come out and talk about these real issues.
And he's got courage. I mean, this is a guy who's waking up to this. He's black, and he's got this amazing courage. I didn't see that from Republicans who just couldn't admit Bush was conning him because he was a white guy and looked like them. See, I mean, it's the same. People are all people. That's a saying. It's true. We all act the same. We think it's like sports teams. We think the guy that looks like us is going to represent us. But I was listening to who's the new guy on CNN, young black guy, Saturday show. Well, he has a show on XM, and I listen to it driving home a lot. And he had on this financial expert, and they were talking about how these mortgage companies, ripping off black people mainly, would call up blacks that had good mortgages, been paying their bills for decades, tell them, oh, we're a black company, really weren't, and have them go sign papers and rip them off using a black person to run the scam. So, I mean, it's the same thing over and over again. But, Patrice, any closing comments?
I appreciate it, man. I'm a fan of learning this kind of stuff, man. You guys got to, and again, like I said, I'm not going. Alex Jones is right. I'm just saying to people who are listening. I'm going. Okay, he said this. I'm going to look it up, and some interesting things come up. You know.
For a considered novice, you talk a lot. Yeah, I mean, he talked about Gulf of Tonkin. He talked about the Federal Reserve banking system on the show. He talked about Building 7 on the show. I mean, for a novice, well, it looks like you've already looked
at it. And that's the one thing, and I know you guys got to go, but one thing is that we argue a lot about logistics of certain conspiracies, but I like to try to get to the practical things, and that's what I'm learning how to argue is. Okay, let's not talk about if the Germans actually sank the Lithuania. Let's talk about the timing of the sinking and what ultimately happened. We got in a war, and an expensive war. And I'm, because people like to argue about whether, you know, that's Mohammed Atta's actual, you know, idea, his actual passport on the ground. It's like we get off into all those little things. And we need to talk about the basics, the climate, what is really going on. And, you know, and I appreciate you. I mean, you must get a lot of problems, Alex. So, you know, what you guys are doing, dude, is you take a lot of problems,
We appreciate you. And it's D.L. Hughley. That's the
yeah, name D.L. Hughley, talking. Yeah,
but no, I mean, I've gotten to where I'm driving home. That's when he's on, like 6, 7 at night. I usually go home about 5, see the kids come back. And I listen to him, and you hear the callers going. And
he's a well-meaning guy.
I'm not talking about him. He had a black financial expert on, and they were taking calls. And it was just, I listened for like 30 minutes, I think it was Monday. And caller after caller was talking about how a nice black voice would call up. They'd say, come down. They'd have black brokers, but it's working for a big global company. And they think, oh, this is nice black folks. I'm going to change my mortgage. And they were ripping them off. I mean, my whole point is a black guy will mug you, a white guy will mug you. And I'm telling you right now, Barack Obama, you know, just like all white people aren't evil, well, all white people aren't good either. Well, all black people aren't good. I'm telling you right now, Obama is New World Order and is selling this agenda. Well, listen, it's very exciting to have had you on, Patrice O'Neill. Any things you need to plug so folks can find out about you?
You just go to MySpace or, Google me and look for – if you go to MySpace, it has all my tour dates. I'm not on any television now, so – it's just basically I'm touring around the country and most of my stuff is being on shows like yours, doing a little radio, and I appreciate you having me, man.
Well, sir, we look forward to you being on tomorrow night. I'll be listening. God bless you.
Thank you.
Take care. Great having him on. An amazing hour interview we just did. I got him on 15 minutes late. That was perfect to hold him over. I apologize to our next guest, but we got behind today, and that's Brian Gerrish. Former naval officer and anti-submarine warfare expert Brian Gerrish to discuss Common Purpose, a sinister quasi-political charity that has infiltrated the UK power structure as part of its agenda to re-engineer society. Gerrish will also discuss the preparations for martial law and stage riots that also ties the Obama national security issue. Now, this, Hitler did this, Stalin did this, Mao did this. They're setting it up here. And it ties in to the tattletale squads. It ties in. These people are working for intelligence agencies. They're put in key positions. And they, and then they, it's like NGOs at the UN. And they can point at them and go, oh, that's what the people want. That's our group. So it's literal intelligence infiltration of your society, of your country. And, common purpose, reengineering UK for a new world order. And there's a video we've got up of just the amazing Brian Gerrish. He really knows what he's doing because we've done all this research separately. And now when I was in England videotaping just on the street, cops walked up, what's your name? I'm putting you in a terror database. You're not allowed to videotape in London. But they had cameras on us. Steve Watson, that runs PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv, you know, has a master's in political science, out with his girlfriend, taking her out to eat. They line him up, line up folks, take their IDs. This is getting you used to living under this. And later in the interview, I'm going to get into this article Steve Watson wrote where it says if somebody has a cell phone, if you see soap bottles, soap detergent bottles, and it shows main, in somebody's trash, they may be a terrorist. If they have a van, if they have a backpack, if they have a still camera, if they have a computer. Now, it's the same stuff here in the U.S. It says blue jeans, cell phones, you're nice to police. I've read the manuals. It's meant to make police and the public paranoid of everybody, so we think terrorists are hiding, but the state, it will help us. And it's come out that MI5, MI6 illegally spy on the parliament. You have the shadow government run by the elites, same here, overthrowing the real government like PDD 51 that states, I'm just setting this up before we go to our guest, PDD 51 that says Congress can't even see the emergency management plans, but the cover sheet says the president's a dictator. Without further ado, and I want to have him back up in the near future. We've got him for 45 minutes now, and that is Brian Gerrish. Sir, thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, that's my pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
Again, I apologize for getting you on late. You got the floor. Break down how you learned about this, why you're involved, why you've been on some UK television speaking out against this. Go over what this common purpose is and how this nexuses in with the Stasi.
Right, okay. Well, for your listeners that don't know me, I'm an ex-naval officer. I left the Navy as a lieutenant commander, set up in business. Eventually, I became what I call comfortable, and I started to look at trying to help some of the local community. Deprived areas, unemployment, general picture of decline. And together with some other people, we tried to set up a training course to give particularly younger people skills training and jobs. Initially, everything went well. And then when we were supposed to apply for some grant funding, it was like a door was shut in our face. So all of the public bodies that we had been talking to suddenly stopped talking to us, whether it was the city council or development agencies or quangos or the local chamber of commerce. The contact stopped, and it was just like a door shut. And we thought this was strange, but we just decided to press on with the project ourselves because we had support from local people, a lot of support. And then we, in a very short space of time, we started to be threatened. And initially it was suggestions that we should stop the project. And then when we didn't stop it, it became late night knocks on the door, threats, death threats, arson attempts, and bricks through windows. We couldn't understand what was happening. And one evening I was asked to go and meet a man, and I did. And he said to me, you're having problems. And I said, yes. And he asked me, did I know what was causing it? And I said, no. And he said to me, I think it's common purpose. Now, I'd never heard of the organization, so I asked him to tell me more. He said he'd rather not. And that was a very strange answer from somebody who'd apparently asked to see me. But I realized that the man was very nervous. And I tried to get information from him, but he wouldn't tell me much more. So I eventually left. We did discuss some things about the city, Plymouth, where I live. But I came home and looked at a website for an organization called Common Purpose. And what I found was an organization which was talking about creating future leaders in society,
All right, stay there. Stay there, sir. We have the same thing here. Back when I was a mainline conservative, I would try to build a veteran a house because they were going to tear it down. Suddenly we were getting death threats. Police were coming up and playing close, saying, do you want to attack police? They don't want any real community activism because that brings sovereignty and local control. And in England, in Europe, in Australia, in the U.S., they go after everybody. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. EcoloBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecoloblue.com today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
We're back live. The same thing's being done here in the U.S. The state police, the army, we got the documents last week. We called and they confirmed it. We are in the Fed protest. We had army intelligence watching us. It said we were basically terrorists. Ron Paul's a terrorist. You know, all the supporters are terrorists. All their community organizing's okay and federally run, but anything else, they go after. And that's what our guest is saying is going on with this common purpose. We're learning more about it. Steve Watson's written a story about it. They're clearly going into a Stasi society. Sir, please continue with what you were covering, Brian Garish.
Right. Well, Alex, the first thing I'll just say in reply to your comments about the close down, this was one of the key things that we really began to understand later, is that a simple community project, which is going to get people trained, get pride back, and get people earning money and a pride in their community, they don't want that. And that is the reason the project was closed down. I'm very sure that was the reason. They don't want people to be proud, to be well-fed and well-organized. But if I continue the story, once we discovered common purpose, particularly myself and another ex-military man started to research it in a professional way, and we were just amazed to find that an organization we'd never heard of was everywhere in the city, in Plymouth, in the southwest of England. It was even in the Chamber of Commerce, which I was working with, and yet those people never declared themselves. It was in the police, it was in the local authority, it was in the government bodies, it was in the hospitals. And at that stage, the head teacher of every school in Plymouth was also common purpose trained. Now, when we were able to look at key documents, and that my colleague here was able to see documents where common purpose was talking about controlling a host city. If you could actually recruit and train a few key people in a city, those in positions of power, you could actually control the city. So if you had the chief executive of the local authority, if you had the planning officer, if you had the legal officer, if you had the head of police, in that way you could actually start to steer them. The policy.
And then they bring in more of their people and it literally takes over.
That is absolutely it. Because if I can try and just sum this up for people, if you imagine an Amway type system, and I know that you know Amway, pyramid selling, but instead of pyramid selling, what you're doing is pyramid recruiting of people into this common purpose. And what they are doing is training them in a particular way to go and train others. Now, we are pretty sure that what they're doing is neuro-linguistic programming, but it means that once people are brought on board, they will select the ones who have the greatest influence and power, and they are the ones who they will then groom to control things.
And by the way, it's admitted that Obama is doing all these little mind tricks in everything he does. I've seen articles that Common Purpose is now involved in the 60,000 community spies that the government's called for.
Well, that was something that came out in the press a few days ago, that 50,000, I will call them low-grade officials, were going to be used to report on people. And we're now starting to see people such as traffic wardens being given powers of arrest. And I can tell you that one of our strong supporters, who's a lovely lady from Germany, she's in her 80s, and she will tell us that every single step she sees happening in the UK at the moment, she saw happening as the Nazis came to power. She was bombed out in Hamburg, and she is literally pulling her hair out, saying, why can't people see that exactly the same system is establishing itself in the United Kingdom?
Well, we have that in Austin. We have these federally controlled groups, and they're intelligence agencies, and they'll be at a restaurant. They'll just walk right over. The governor will walk right over when I'm at Loyola Leon in front of witnesses and say, "You have a nice Thanksgiving, Alex." And then one time he was on the show, was, calling me names and things. The point is, they are very arrogant about this, and it's a good old boys club, and they've taken over. And you say 50,000. I saw the BBC report. They're recruiting 60,000 citizens. They have InfraGuard here, 50,000 executives with secret shoot-to-kill orders. That's mainstream news. 26,000 preachers in the clergy response teams. We got their secret documents a year and a half later. Mainstream news confirmed it, that they are preparing us for martial law and to have their flocks go to FEMA camps, sir.
Yes, I've seen your material and other people's material on this in the States.
All right, stay there, stay there. A long segment. I know we've had a lot of breaks here. This is the time of the show when we have them. Long segment coming up. Stay there. Let's break this. Folks, you can't make this type of stuff up. This is how societies are taken over by intelligence operations, and they use front charities and others to do it. We'll be right back with our guest.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you one of the millions of sinus and allergy sufferers? Is your nose stuffed up? Do you experience sinus headaches, allergy symptoms, infections, or post-nasal drip? Does your treatment improve your body's disease-fighting function, or are you simply treating the symptoms? The Sinu Plus Elite Advanced Sinus Irrigation System effectively cleanses your sinuses and upper airways of all fungi, bacteria, and pathogens, and clears your sinuses gently and pleasantly. Recommended by leading physicians and healthcare professionals for sinus and allergy symptoms, the Sinu Pulse Elite Advanced Sinus Irrigation System is a natural, very gentle, and soothing drug-free device to relieve symptoms caused by sinus infections, allergies, and the common cold, including post-nasal drip, cough, congestion, sinus headaches, and irritated nasal passages. SinuPulse is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex has told you you have to get a supply of food, but Alex and I have decided that there are some of you that we really don't want to have food. If you're a politician who voted for the bailout, don't call eFoods Direct. If you agree with one guy screaming about global warming instead of 650 climatologists who know the earth is cooling, don't call eFoods Direct. If you think growing food for cars is better than feeding people, don't get food. If you think waiting for a cop to show up after a crime is better than defending yourself and preventing the crime, don't call eFoods Direct. If you believe the official report on 9/11, you won't need food. If you think the warnings on the Alex Jones Show are foolish, don't call eFoods Direct. For the rest of you, go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-409-5633. You can't possibly know or control what government, corporate America, or others will do, but you can control what you do. Complete your supply now, eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633.
You know, I haven't lived through Nazi Germany, but I've read probably, I don't know, 60, 70 books on it. I haven't lived through Soviet Russia, but I've read dozens of books on it, including Alexander Solzhenitsyn's Gulag Archipelago. This is how they take over, and they admit that through community groups and organizations they're taking over. They don't want anybody to have any power in the community under COINTELPRO and FBI documents. Mainline churches that aren't part of the system, they spy on them. Mainline groups. This is the control. This is why our society won't work, why we can't ever get communities going to change the government. Because on every issue of wars and open borders and high taxes and regulations and bailouts, you'll have 70 to 99%, depending on the poll on those issues, the vast majority against it, but it just continues. Because they control the whole system, and now they're going for broke, and Obama's announcing they're trying to pass compulsory service. It's in the House and Senate right now. Schwarzenegger's, all these homeless people, he's making them go to a camp now. I'm sending reporters to California. That's Bloomberg Financial. You can't sleep on the street or in your car now. You got to go to the place where all the drug addicts and everybody else are at with your family. CPS will be there grabbing your kids. But England, I mean, it is really bad. I've got a lot of friends and people in England, two folks that work with me, and Watson was looking at his town, and all the common purpose people are also in the anti-terror operations now. and that's in Sheffield, same thing in London, going back to Brian Garish, and that's how this happens. You try to get involved in the community, and you just run into this brick wall of these people, and it's happening all over the nation. So, sir, continue with the new revelations. There's starting to be some press now, and they're admitting, oh, common purpose is going to help the government, and Obama's doing the same thing. Please continue.
Well, you're absolutely right. It's very interesting that the subject of common purpose is now coming into the media because they're having to defend themselves. And they're having to defend themselves because more and more ordinary people are asking simple questions. They're asking what they're doing. They're asking why public money is being used to pay for them. And they're asking why a so-called charity is acting politically in order to change society. Now, one thing I think you said just then, Alex, is that these people are in control. I'd like to say that we're at a very important point because they are nearly in control.
Yes.
And what we have to do is make sure that they don't finally close the door. We know that they're not in control yet, because if they were, you and I would not be speaking on this line. So what we've got to do is to start getting people to wake up and actually see what is happening in their society. Now, one of the key things that has been done in the United Kingdom is that the whole of the government system, and I mean the proper system of government, has been pushed to the side. And what is happening is that the country is being driven by a new sector, which is called the third sector. And this comprises organizations like Common Purpose and charities and partnerships and things we call quangos. They're quasi-government bodies. And these are the bodies that they are now pushing through policy so that if you are an elected councillor in one of our large towns or counties, you don't know what's happening anymore.
And that is the, to interrupt, sir, because it's key to add this, you're absolutely on target. Everything you're saying is true. The UN model of world government is public-private partnerships, so they have a rent-a-mob to bully anybody out of power that actually really represents the real people. So it's a counterfeit grassroots movement. And you're right, they're not in total power yet, but as you said, they're going after people throwing rocks through windows, bricks through windows. And they're very, very close. I mean, they're openly announcing secret police, military on the streets, all of this, then with their private spies everywhere. Please continue.
Well, that is absolutely true. I can tell you that from the best information that I've got and other people working closely with me, recently the British Army was asked, troops were asked individually whether they would be prepared to open fire on British people on the streets of Britain. And so it is absolutely obvious at the moment when the government tells us that they're expecting violence on the street by the summer, they're expecting it because they are creating it. We have a criminal elite in power, and they now want to ramp up the violence because that enables the close down of the police laws.
And there's good news. I want you to continue. I want to back you up. Denver, Colorado, we were there. We couldn't prove it was police dressed like anarchists attacking other police and staged events, but we said we believed it. Then the Denver Post reported the police admit they attacked other police on news cameras to demonize all protest. We caught them last year at the Global Summit in Ottawa, Canada. And they were there with police dressed up attacking other police. That was confirmed. People noticed their boots were the same as the police, you know, with the same yellow decal. And then they had to confirm the Royal Mounted Police were doing that. We know that the bankers fund through foundations, these rent-a-mobs, who will go out and do this. And it's been confirmed, as you said, they're preparing for martial law in the U.S. and in England. That's mainstream news. It's been in memos. They asked the Marines, will you fire at U.S. citizens? They're suddenly putting military in all major police departments as liaison officers. That's being announced. And look at Gordon Brown. He swore to let there be a parliament vote on EU entrance, but then he forego that and went ahead and introduced it anyways and is now doing it. Again, this is tyranny. They won't let the Brits vote on entering the EU or not. Go ahead.
That's certainly true. Well, it's obvious that Mr. Brown lied at every opportunity, and his intention is clearly to lock us into the European Union. But if I can just bring you back, because we are in a very, very serious position, all of the things you've talked about with the martial law and the searches and the 50 or 60,000, I'll call them Gestapo, being prepared, that's all happening. But we need to also try and concentrate on what people can do. And one thing which I think you will agree with me is the number of people who are actually controlling things amongst the bad guys is very small. When we look at the, we've got about 40 million adult voters in this country, and if we can wake up those people properly, then the other side has no chance. They're very frightened of the sheer volume of people. And that's
compartmentalization, you said the key, you're right. Even most of the minions in these groups believe the propaganda, believe there's terrorists everywhere, believe they've got to dig through their neighbors' garbage. They want us all against each other because they're a very small group that's compartmentalized. With exposure, they'll fall like a house of cards. Continue.
Yeah, well, one of the things that we've discovered is that as we've stuck to a message, which is to explain to people why nothing works in the country, and we've stuck to a message as how it's being done, so we've exposed common purpose, we're exposing members of the government, and then we are showing people that by digging and getting the activities to the surface, something very special is happening. If you take the British police force, it is absolutely untrue that all the police are part of this new agenda. There are a large number of very good people in the police force, but at the moment, they don't understand what's happening around them. So our job is to get in amongst them, to give them the truth, and to wake them up. And that is exactly the same in the military, and it's the same in the government. What we've got to do is get in amongst the organizations and start spreading the message.
Brian Garrish from England, exposing common purpose and others. Again, you're facing the same globalist crime syndicate that we're facing. We're facing the exact same attack formation, same programs rolled out at the same time. And what you're saying you're doing with success, we're doing. We have police and military sending us secret documents every week that make national news, how they're spying on the American people for no reason, good Americans, how the war on terror is really meant to steal the middle class's money and literally put us in camps. The police and military are waking up. So as if you're talking to a new crowd here, let's say you're on national British TV for 5 minutes. How do you, with this formula that you've had success with, what would you say to them right now?
Right. The first thing is those of you who know the truth about what is happening, you've really got to tell people. It doesn't matter whether they laugh at you. Some of them will. Some of the people will turn away from you, but you are only interested in the people who believe you, because the people who believe will go away and spread the message. And our task is to wake up millions of people, and we need to tell them that if they don't wake up, millions of people are going to die, including millions of children. I have no doubt that is going to happen in the UK, and I have no doubt it's going to happen in the United States. So don't be shy with the message. Tell them, and you will find people will come on board. And when they say, what can they do, you say the same thing. Tell other people. I believe that the waking up of people is an exponential curve. We've been for years on the flat bit, so nothing seems to happen. But I'm now quite optimistic because we're just at the curve before it really starts to go. And if I think it's the same in America. Somebody in one state has a good joke, and in 3 days, everybody in America's heard the good joke. That's what we need to do about the message that a vicious dictatorship is being imposed. But the other thing you can do, if you want to start the dialogue, is to talk to people about the money situation, because a lot of people have been hurt by the banking collapse, and just tell them that every organization that's up to no good is supported by the international banking elite, because that's a fact. But it's waking people up. So be positive, tell the truth, and you've got to be friends with other people. They want to split us up. They want white against black. They want Christian against Muslim against Jew. They want the lot. So we have to stand together as people. And when people stand together, they are very frightened. That's my message.
All right, let me go over some points here. I've got to have you back. And give out any websites or contact for folks that want to help you in England counter this. And don't wait for orders from headquarters. You are the leader. You are the solution. This is classical hardcore tyranny. We have the government's documents scientifically taking over. The reason the same thing's happening in Germany, the same thing's happening in China, the same thing's happening in Australia, England, U.S., because it's the same international banking cartel. They brag about it. Now here's the issue. The enemy wants a fake grassroots movement, and their counterfeit is big and powerful on the surface, but it's very, very weak when you stand up to it. True grassroots is invincible. This is total resistance. And so understand, he's right. Everybody instinctively, just like mice know when a hurricane's coming 2 days before, you know, or birds, we have that too. Intellectually, they can go find it, but instinctively, people know what's happening. And the global issue is a complex psychological warfare op where they know everybody's scared, and they say, you're scared because terrorists are everywhere, and your neighbor's probably one. See, the enemy's very smart. They know people instinctively are going, I'm in danger, because we're in danger of this Hitlerian system. We have to go, no, the reason you're upset is, look at the tyranny. Look who's doing all the bad things. Look at who's bankrupting things by design. And yes, start by talking about the financial collapse and how they're taking over. And even if we don't stop them at this juncture, as it gets worse and worse, all the seeds you planted in people's minds will then sprout. Those that turn away and walk away and laugh, they won't be laughing soon, unfortunately, because the globalists are planning a mass cull like in Soviet Russia. I've seen the attack pattern in history. This is it. This is the signature, the wavelength. We know what this animal is. It is the worst possible tyranny you can imagine. It is the worst system we could even imagine. This is hell on earth. Now, the enemy knows that, again, the people are waking up to them. So that's why they're trying to accelerate their plan, and that weakens them because haste makes waste. Now, I'm going to try to shut up, sir. You just really are spurring me to speak because, you know, we're two guys that never talked before, and we're on the same page. How do folks contact you? How do they get involved? How do they fight this in England where, I mean, folks, it's secret police everywhere lining you up, getting you used to being asked questions. I mean, Russia isn't this bad in the Cold War from folks I've talked to that are now in England that were in foreign service. I mean, this is like Russia, and they're trying that here. So how do we get involved? How do we continue to fight it?
Right. Well, if I can, I'd like to mention some websites, which mean that America can come and have a look at what we're doing. So the first one I'd like to give you is www.cpexposed.com.
cpexposed.com, commonpurposeexposed.com, cpexposed.
Yep. That has got documentary evidence about what Common Purpose is doing in the UK. But if you understand how it's working in UK, you'll very quickly see what's going on in America. And I want to come back, if you'll remind me, onto the subject of mind control. The other site I'd like to point you to is www.ukcolumn, that's as in Nelson's column, .org, and that's our newspaper. And also, we had a conference back in February, where we just said, let us see what happens when we start telling the truth. And we had 500 people very quickly in one location. So we're now going for a much bigger one in London. And the site for that is www.thebcgroup. BC stands for British Constitution, thebcgroup.org. And I'd also like to mention another gentleman. He's an ex-Lieutenant Commander, United States Navy, and his name is Gerald Atkinson. And he is running a website, which is www, newtotalitarians.com. Now, I have only recently come across this this guy, but he's been doing some fantastic work in showing how the American military is being mind controlled by sensitivity training.
Yeah, let me explain to people the government documents that in college they admit that they're using subliminals, other systems on TV, and that they are. Sensitivity training is re-education, and that's what the new national draft is in the U.S. is forced education, and it's literally in these groupthink peer pressure systems bringing in control. In the final segment, I'm gonna have you back very, very soon, sir. I'm very impressed because all the time we get other folks on like yourself, and we just click. But I wanted you to talk about what is it like for you, a patriot, a military officer, and I notice it's a lot of times military folks that are fighting this because you recognize an intelligence op, a takeover op. What was it like for you when you woke up to this with your view of England, your view of the world?
Well, it's been a big shock for me because I've had to completely relearn a lot of things that I've believed in. I will say to you now that I no longer believe that the intelligence services in this country are defending Britain. I believe they're part of the problem. So I've had to look at every aspect of the world around me and decide now what's true and what's not true. And Americans, ordinary American people are going to have to do this as well.
Yeah, stay there. We've got to decide which side we're on. Folks, just choose a side. Are you on the New World Order side or Liberty side? Choose now. Choose wisely.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, he's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Do you suffer from aches and pains in your knees, arms, wrists, or elbows? Is it difficult to get out of bed in the morning because of joint stiffness? Have you been looking for a safe, natural alternative to help ease your pain? If so, you need to visit solartherm.ca. Solartherm, the pain care you wear, is a patented ceramic fiber support technology that holds in and reflects your own body heat, soothing those sore areas. Solartherm is extremely light and comfortable to wear and increases blood flow to the affected areas without the use of toxic chemicals. Imagine being able to finally relieve the aches and pains in your elbows, knees, wrists, back, and more. So forget about messy creams that have an unpleasant smell. Try Solartherm, the pain care you wear. Call them today at 1-877-747-6664. That's 1-877-747-6664. Or visit them online at solartherm.ca. That's solar, T-H-E-R-M, solartherm.ca.
It is our right, it is our duty to organize and to control our governments under the Magna Carta, Bill of Rights, Constitution. In England, in the United States, and worldwide, it's a basic human right. You don't get it from laws. You innately have it, but those laws are there. Notice how all of their charities, all of their groups are policing, spying, controlling, going after freedom, trying to raise taxes, and then demonizing anybody who's involved, anybody who speaks up for sovereignty or liberty. And notice how they say Obama's supposed to bring good race relations. Actually, he's going to represent the New World Order agenda, so when you criticize him, they'll then say, oh, that's racism, as they are now, to create and heighten division. This is how they control us. Just an amazing interview with Brian Garish, and you can find out more at the websites like cpexposed.com, ukcolumn.org, thebcgroup.org. And we really appreciate him coming on. I'll have you back up for a couple hours here in the next few weeks, because this is the takeover. They know if they've got the grassroots, they can win. And every time we try to declare state sovereignty, which is in the 10th Amendment, here in the U.S., our similar common purpose groups pop up and try to block it, and because they work for the feds who use our own tax money against us. In closing, dealing with, the mind control, the re-education, the brainwashing of police, teachers, and others, and their induction into these control arms. Go ahead.
Well, Alex, the one thing I wanted to come back to is doing things, and there are two more people I'd like to mention. One is a guy called John Harris, and he's a carpenter. He's come out of nowhere in UK, and basically he sends an affidavit to the Queen and said, I am not happy with what is happening in this country. I am making myself a free man. Now, a lot of people laughed at him when he did this, but what has actually started to happen is that hundreds of people are now signing affidavits to say that they are withdrawing from the system. They're not playing the game. They're not going to allow the system to control them in this way. In the beginning, people laughed, but now John's website, which is called tpuc.org, and I recommend that your listeners go and look.
Yeah, I've been meaning to get him on. I mean, that's a similar system to the Declaration of Independence. We're not slaves of the Queen, to this whole corporate maritime administration.
Absolutely.
And that really is how this whole thing works. And I've been meaning to get him back on. But finishing up here, they are brainwashing the military and police.
They are brainwashing particularly military and police, but it also goes through into the schools, which is particularly dangerous. But what we are now finding is that by giving talks and the videos that have gone out on the internet that we have sent out, by giving talks about how the brainwashing works and what changes you see in people, we're finding it difficult to cope now with the number of people who call us every day telling us that since they've heard our message, they can see it. They literally call me. I must have had 100 calls today. That's just through to me. Most of them I can't take. But the people are saying, I see it.
Let me stop you. It's all in government documents. It's been in the British news where they tell them, oh, kids, you're going to play spy. Don't tell your parents. Thumbprint. And it's a laser scanner illegally. And it happened all over the nation in 1 week period, 2 years ago. I mean, these are government training camps. And Time Magazine for Kids says your parents are bad. They train kids here how to spy on their parents. We're going to have you.
A key thing is, for instance, when people are disturbed because they see police becoming more brutal, they're becoming dehumanized. This is the effect of sensitivity training. And
yes,
that's happening,
sir.
In America. It's happening in the
American military. I'm going to have you back up in the next few weeks, okay?
Okay.
God bless you. Great knowing you're out there. Great knowing you're fighting. We're with you here in the United States. You're out there in Airstrip 1. Folks, get the Obama Deception on DVD right now at InfoWars.com. Get out to everybody. Make copies. Fight these people. Retransmission with all the amazing guests coming up now at InfoWars.com. God bless you all. See you back live tomorrow, 11 to 3.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.